Okay, good morning, everyone. Right, so as we said last time, worthwhile seeing now that just the first few paragraphs in the third section of Vayena, Shaar Shlishi, because it goes over the same ideas as just mentioned in these last two Ikrim. He goes over it again there. So we said that what you mentioned here, especially specifically the last one, was the idea of knowing exactly the severity of different Averis. And he said, and he mentioned himself, that's the whole Shaar Shlishi of Vayena, that's what he's going to do. He's going to go through all of the Averis and explain, put them into, and to categorize them, and to know how to have the severity of each one. So the first few paragraphs there, he introduces the concept again. He goes over what he said here again, and might be one or two differences, or not that few. So have one eye in what we've seen here, and one eye in there, and see how they go together. Okay, so. Keep it loose here as well. Okay. So it's Shaar Shlishi, third Shaar, third gate. And the title there is Mevayir Chomer HaMitzvos VeHashoros L'Chilukei HaAnshim, to explain the severity of the mitzvahs and the differences. Okay, Aleph, Shaar Shlishi and Aleph.
Number what?
The third chapter, the third gate. Number one. I mean, the third gate. Okay, in a bit, bunch of gates. We're into the third gate. Alright, it's much further on. The third gate.
The third gate.
Jump in the third gate already.
Yeah, just for the first few few paragraphs there, we'll have a look. So he starts off, I guess, with Pnei Shehuzak Bar HaTshuva LaKapistrof. Since the Bar HaTshuva has been exhorted, was charged to be mechapei strochov, search out his ways, right? Like we said over here. Vekamaloi avoynis chatois. I think you must read this like this. Lechapei strochov vekamaloi avoynis chatois. Seek out his ways and seek out how, and check also how many sins chatoim he has done. Right? That's what he said here. Lechapei strochov. It's going to be in a pasuk. Nach v'sodorachinu. So that means seek out your ways and check your ways, and that way you'll know how many avoynis you've done. Okay. After you finish that search, you've done your cheshbon and nefesh, and you've got it all clear exactly what you've done, what you haven't done. So then the next stage is Huzar Lach Koyagoyel Tolchit Mechatov. Right, like we saw here, after you've finished going through, you found out how many areas or what areas you've done, now you have to start examining each one to find out how severe each one is.
Prioritize
them. Right.
That's bad, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we saw. That was the two ikrim we were doing last two ikrim. Right? First, search the map, see how many, what you've done, and then how severe they are. Right, and he brings the same passage which we saw over here, which you brought over here. First, seek out how many, search your ways, see what you've done, and then examine them each one. Okay, then he explains, L'choy daylov, kol chatoizu ashechoto, kamo higdil la'ashmu bot, so you should so read the purpose of this, that you should know every avera they've done, kamo higdil ashmo bo, how the severity of your I suppose your guilt, I suppose, how severe that avera is. Ki yesh ashmo ad l'shmayim v'ene. There are some averas who are much, very greatly. Ashmo again,
guilt.
They have much more. They carry with them much more guilt. And also there is an evil deed, an evil action, which is the equivalent of many other averas. This looks like he's saying that, like Mr. Gossman said when we saw this, that besides the fact that some averas was more severe than other averas, as we see,
aggravating factors.
Right, there's other factors as well. There's the Doin Shem, which are more severe. You can have an avera which is Malkus, okay, and there's an avera which is Yuchayim Misa, that's more severe. But besides that, there are also things which one avera could be equivalent to many other averas, like let's say Lashon Hara, you could say Chazal is equivalent to many things, or I think the example you gave was doing a shavua, maybe saying a shavua b'sheker, yes, saying a shavua b'sheker, all different things which besides the severity of the Einish, there's other factors might be involved as well in fact, that's what he means here.
Not necessarily every time punishment.
Right. Low punishment is always an indicator.
Indicate priority. Sometimes it's not.
Right. Yes, but it's true that punishment, the severe punishment, is an indication of the severity of the aviga. But there are also aviga sometimes which Chazal indicate as being severe, despite the fact that they don't necessarily have such a severe punishment. Okay. והתשובה הגדולה כפי היועס גדולה עם חיקרני בעילה. Looks like he's saying here that the degree of tshuva necessary, I suppose he's saying, is according to the degree of how much, or the tshuva that you do, or maybe not how much tshuva is necessary, how much tshuva, the degree you've reached in your tshuva will be equivalent to the amount of introspection you've done. And the more introspection and the more you've examined and realized the severity of the aveiros, the greater your tshuva will be. Why is that? Ki ledatoi rav oven negodle, once you know the severity of the aveira, nashoi yovaloi, then your soul will be right, so you'll feel bad. You'll feel bad for yourself. You'll feel bad. I don't know better way of explaining it. We're going to have a look in here how you translate these words. Nafsho yoraloi. In accordance with his awareness and severity of the sin, he will be distressed. He will be distressed. Okay, nafsho yoraloi, he'll be distressed. Right? Oy oz ikona lavavam ha'orel v'oz yotzus avenam. Can I ask you what it says exactly in yours here?
Okay. The quality of ones.
Yeah. I'm thinking in the Hebrew. I want to see if you have the same. I saw one of the other ones have slightly different wording here. Yes, this is a quote from the Pasuk. Right, he doesn't actually say he's quoting the Pasuk here. That's funny to say, but as well, it says it's being there as a Pasuk. Yeah, the quote. So you're right, he didn't actually mention his quoting as a pasuk in Bechukos, right? It says, "Oy oz yikona levavam ha'orel," that way, then you will be machnia your heart. Oz yirshuvim, that will bring to Hashem will be mechaper your avenus. Right? So he's saying, "Achno, get this in the pasuk. If you machnia yourself, that will bring to a kafar. Hashem will forgive you." So. As when it's talking about being distressed here, it seems that's what he meant. But if you know the degree of your aveira, that well, this distress will lead you to be machnia yourself, humble yourself. You're distressed about your aveira, so it will affect your actions, and that will bring to like a boss. This goes. This seems to be saying that the one reason he's saying why you should know your severity of your aveira is that will bring you to be machnia yourself, which will help you with your kapara, which fits in very well with what was one of the reasons we saw in last week in Shar Aleph. We saw, he explains to both of these things. One of the reasons, if you remember, we said that on Monday was Hachno, the more you realize the severity of your aveiros, the more you recognize yourself. So that's very good. That's exactly, he's repeating what he said over there. Okay, so far so good. Okay, let's carry on.
Another advantage,
yes, thank you. Right, so another advantage of examining the severity of the virus is the chasos klimas ponov b'sheles ha'mechila. When you go and ask mechila for Kadosh Baruch Hu, you'll be covered with shame. Yeah, let's say this another way, right? You'll be embarrassed when you ask mechila.
The sincerity of your asking for mechila totally depends on level of shame that you
right.
have.
It is what he's saying. So he's not saying just the fact that it'll help you. We had one of the ikrim again before. One of the earlier ikrim was busha.
Yeah.
To be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Right. So now we have to be a little bit not only too pedantic here, but when explained over there, the busha. What should he be embarrassed? What he explains being embarrassed as follows. He said there's, I think, two things to be embarrassed about. He says you should be embarrassed of the fact you've done averus. Now he gave the mashal, somebody you would be embarrassed to do an averus in front of someone else's. So how can you not be embarrassed to do an averus? You should be embarrassed in the fact you've done an averus in front of Hashem. Okay, means it's showing that Hashem is not so real to you. It's not okay. That was one thing. You're embarrassed. How can you think about it? What you've done? You've done an averus. That should cause you embarrassment. Okay, number one. And then he carries on. There's a second dargo of busha. He said over there was. When you see all the Hashem, when you see that Hashem was has not punished him. He's done an avera, and Hashem has let it go. He's been marich af. One of the midas of Mishpachu, he doesn't punish straight away. He hasn't acted towards him as he could have and should have. So that will make him even more embarrassed, right? Because the marshal there again, someone who has sinned before to a king, Melech Bosu Adom, and he's rebelled against him, and he's gone against his words, and he goes to front of the king, and the king pays him a very nice way, and he brings him in. Obviously, he's going to be embarrassed, right? So those are the two things mentioned. First of all, Hashem had you've done an avera itself cause embarrassment, and second of all, you see, despite the fact you've done an avera, Hashem is still so good to you that will cause you further embarrassment. That's what he said over there. So, I don't know what he said over here. The wording over here was, it doesn't just say you'll be more embarrassed. The fact, the more you realize the severity of the avera, the more you'll be embarrassed you've done the avera. He's adding here an extra little knitch, like a little point here, that he's saying, when you're going to ask mechila, that will make you be embarrassed.
More details of this.
Right. Actually, even more details, even though.
Definitely, it goes that even first two, you need to investigate to be fully embarrassed.
Right, so not just the embarrassed you've done that way, right? Obviously, I mean, he didn't mention that there for some reason. But you see it here, he's saying that you're going to be more about when you're going in front of the throne to ask him to forgive you.
That's
right.
I think he just
put
a little bit more detail.
Yeah, it's not a new thing, but I'm saying it's maybe now a different way of looking at what he said over there. The embarrassment is not just a fact you're on the veil. The embarrassment is the fact you're coming to Hashem and asking to forgive you. Then that self calls you even more embarrassment.
Right.
In his name, he brings this a posuk, which he didn't bring this posuk over there, interestingly. He brought it in a different posuk here. And Ekai. He wore similar psukim, but not this one. I'm embarrassed, and I have three more, so yeah, different degrees of embarrassment. I'm embarrassed l'horim ponai elecho, to lift up my head to you. So it seems to be understanding that means to come, I'm coming to Hashem to ask, that's what it means, to ask him to forgive me. That's what the pasuk is saying, right?
To face Hashem.
What do you mean to face Hashem? To face Hashem, and others to ask him when you're coming to ask him. Coming to Hashem to ask him to forgive you, and embarrassed. Right. So yeah, it's again interesting. He didn't mention this idea before, and he didn't bring this pasuk, you know. Okay. It's also interesting. He didn't seem to mention this idea at all over here. When we just saw on Monday and last week, when he mentioned this idea in the Ikre Tshuva. Right, he said he gave a number of reasons why you should know the severity of the avera. Like we said, he's repeating it over here. There he said the first one. He said there as well because it helped you for the chnor. What else did he say there? He said it helped you for the chnor. He said it will also, you know, when you what did he say? So let me look again.
You know, I get feelings that we should not. Make an investigation of differences, okay? He tried to describe certain things. Description of anything could be from different angles. To mention one angle from another.
Yeah, and the question, yeah, he's saying reasons why you should do this. He said reasons now why.
But it doesn't mean that there's two another.
Yeah, okay. Right. Okay. I wonder. Maybe he does, though. That's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
If you look back to what we saw on Monday, there he said the first reason he said was like this: you have to know the severity you should know the severity of the veil when you do vidui. And we mentioned on Monday.
That's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, we're a bit bothered on Monday. Why is this? What's that? When you do vidui? Okay, for some reason you think, when you do vidui?
The same thing when you ask for hymns. What do you do?
Oh, very good.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Good, that's what I'm trying to say. Bring it. It looks like that when you talk about vidui, as we've said so many times, video is something which is very unclear to me. We have to start picking up little bits and pieces along the way when he mentions video, try and build a picture. So it looks from here that video is not just saying what you've done. It means saying what you've done and asking mechila for it. That's
but it doesn't mean that there's no kavanina to say what you've done. What you
mean. Yeah, absolutely. Now that's what we say, yeah.
It is probably his concern because the whole problem, not only when we're learning this, learning Gemara, learning anything, we have certain set of words which we pronounce very often.
Right.
And all of a sudden we stop and say, what it means?
Right, that's what we're doing now.
He's doing.
Right, that's exactly what we're trying to get. That's what we're doing. I'm not trying to ask questions.
No, what he's doing.
So he's doing it. That's what we're trying to learn from him, you know. That's right, exactly what we're doing. So we see from here, very good. It really looks like that what really means. That's what we're doing. Right?
My son will ask, Papa, what we do? No, we do. I said that I kill Ruga.
Right.
It is really
exactly. Right, so very good, so that's what we're saying now. So obviously, we have the Holy Kippur, we need this or that, this or that, this or that, this or that. Part of it really seems to be, you're standing, you're saying in front of the Kaddish Baruch
Hu. What
do
you say here?
We're coming to Kaddish Baruch Hu and saying, I've done this, I've done this, and I'm sorry. We had a Ben Yonah mention before, you mentioned that video seems to go together with Karota, I think.
Yes.
Right, because if you're being Misvade, he said, it must be that you have Karota. Yeah, it's a fact impossible. He talks about Shulva. He says, "Moida v'arizev yeruchom." Someone who is moida, he admits to the virus, and he stops that. It doesn't actually say the charata. He says, "Yeah, that's charata." Obviously, if someone is moida, it means he's had charata. So right, it obviously doesn't just mean saying I've done the virus. He's saying I've done the virus and I've got charata. I've done the virus. That's all included. Right, that's all included in the video.
That's a test of your memory.
Right, very good. So it could be that actually goes. It could be this is the one he meant there. So here he describes it as the embarrassment you'll feel when you're asking that adds to the video. Okay, so let's carry on. So the first thing. First of all, you'll be embarrassed to ask the Shvarachu for Mechila, which we're saying now is part of Vidui. And the Rehotis Gusha on Hashem also, you'll feel embarrassment in Fnei Hashem Yisbarach, Acharei HaBitochen Mitzlichosa. Even after you've been assured of Smicha, you'll still be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Right. So he had mentioned there, yeah, the busha is a lower level, is the basic embarrassment, and klima is a much more intense embarrassment. So in other words, here's the thing, the first one that the apostle could say, standing to ask mechila, that's obviously a much worse embarrassment. Exactly. Even afterwards, it still will be a normal embarrassment, afterwards.
It is exactly what we have ruled. Never remind first or previously awareness. Never remind Baal Shuva that he was Baal Shuva. Because this embarrassment element goes through all your life.
Yeah, right. So this again brings positiveness as well, which he did bring before. Kinim Shem Adaman Tizku Yivavayish Bechak Bilach Kol Hashem. So you'll be embarrassed when you remember the fact that Hashem has forgiven you and everything you have done. And also when you and he brings on this emotional as well. We'll see this quickly. The emotional bezei carries on. Kimchoto Eved Adrino Vavoni Kanafonos and a servant. This is a bit problematic for me. I'm not sure what he's. Let's read it. So, Avashul is there. Kimchoto Eved Adrino Vavoni Kanafonos, a servant who has sinned to his master. And he comes now to humble himself in front of him. Ein Nafshoi Ela Eved, the master will not want to accept this Eved. And or accept his truva, right? Bilti achoy yinosa kedusha, unless he knows that the Eved has accepted and understood what he's done. If the Eved is not going to think he's done anything wrong, then the master's not going. So part of the master accepting the Eved back is his knowing that the servant has understood the severity of his actions.
It is what you said in the beginning.
Right. So this is so strange here. You should have bought this muscle before on the first part, on the first thing.
But again, he described right now. He put more and more description. He doesn't like to dump on you all the things. Right now, he said you need to be embarrassed. And level of embarrassment, level of forgiveness depends on the level of embarrassment. Right now, he put a little bit what it means.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, it's not going back necessarily on embarrassment. Since going back in general on the idea of it's important for us to know what we've done.
Include everything, right? Yeah.
Right. So, Nashu means, Amashal Bezeh, yes. Okay, it seems to be able to put this in like a new paragraph. Amashal Bezeh, is like on the general idea of, well, of knowing what you've done, yeah, he's saying it's important for us to know, or else how can you expect Hashem to forgive you if you're not even going to understand the severity of your actions? Yeah? If your servant will imagine to himself that it's not important over here, then that'll make their master more angry. It's important for him to recognize the chet and the punishment, yeah, and it brings the consequences.
It's a criminal famous machlokas with you. When he said, everything what I done, I said, what? And everything Hashem said, what you understood anything about it? Everything what I done wrong, I make rushu. What? This paragraph said there's nothing. Until you understand what you've done.
Right, that's what he said there. He said that it's very important to add to the shuva.
No,
what we said there was, that Rabbi Benny says it was, that theoretically would be possible to do a very bad shuva by just doing this general shuva. You're saying, obviously it's much better, like you're saying now. Obviously that's not the best way, that's not a good shuva.
But Hashem not accepting it at all. Hashem not accepting it at all. In your Beis Medrash, it's counted shuva. Not for Hashem. Hashem needs that you understand.
So, when the unit there said that you could do that, right? He's saying here, but the reason why you should do this, there's always levels of shuva. And he's saying, oh, so obviously, that would be a very problematic shuva.
I thought what he did, it's not shuva. Right now, by thinking, I really story about a lot of awareness I've done. You put you in the shoes of teshuva. You enter room of teshuva without this first thought. I'm sorry that I was not good.
That was a point we were arguing about. Now, when you know that, I seem to say that there is some degree of shuva which is possible without that as well. Yeah. Okay?
Maybe.
Okay, so.
Okay. Yes, go. Let's go right now to the source.